What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Mother's Day edition, and we're all talking about the Big Brew Day as well. We were lucky enough to have Steve Siciliano stick around for another segment because when we were on the break, we were talking that our next guest up from Craft Culture Yeast Labs, you actually have a relationship with that company, right, Steve?
Well, we're actually using her yeast for the Big Brew today. So we purchased some yeast from the company, and we're using that to brew up our Beer City Saison. So
okay, so as I'm checking out all these potentials for home brewers, I just noticed that there's this company out of the UP that has phenomenal selection of yeast, and I love that because my family's from the UP. So on the live line right now is Dr. Emily Geiger, PhD from Craft Culture Yeast Labs. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Thank you. Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing great, and I'm so happy that you could take some time out of your Saturday morning to join us.
No problem. I
was so happy to find your business online. I just explored your website and looked at all the yeast you're making, and I love UP businesses, especially Western UP, because that's home turf for me. And I was amazed at what you're doing. So please tell us what Craft Culture's Yeast Labs is.
So Craft Culture Yeast Labs, I started in 2013. And when we began, we just had about 12 brewing strains, and we propagate those for breweries, so far in-state only. And there is a brewery in Korea, actually, that we ship yeast to. Since then, we have started wild yeast captures, or native yeast captures, where we set out yeast traps and collect indigenous strains for brewing.
That's phenomenal. And I got the tie-in because I called Paul Boisevin to chat with him a little bit, yeah, from Keweenaw Brewing, and he gave me the whole backstory, and you actually did your internship with them. You're a Michigan Tech grad?
Yes, yep. My undergrad and my PhD are both from Michigan Tech. During graduate school, I had the opportunity to work as their staff microbiologist, and actually my time there is when I started propagating yeast. They used to purchase yeast, and then once they hired me, they were like, hey, do you think you could propagate yeast for us? And I said, I don't see why not. And it took me about 8 months to optimize the process, and then I started doing market research and realizing that there was a huge need or gap in Michigan for sourcing liquid yeast cultures.
So you figured out the probability of propagation. That's good.
Yes, yep.
Well, I just noticed that your variety in yeast was from all over the world.
Yes, yep.
So tell us how you do that. You buy some yeast from, say, Belgium?
Yep. A lot of them are isolates, too, from different beers from around the world.
Wow. You're way over my head, but I'm awful glad that you're out there doing what you do, because I have learned one thing in that the yeast has so much to do with the flavor of the beer. In as much as we like to try all these different malts and grains, the yeast has a bigger impact than I think most beer drinkers appreciate.
And why is that,
exactly,
Emily?
Why does yeast contribute? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that was Jop.
Yeah, okay. So yeast metabolism, there's different strains of yeast, and each strain produces different aromatics and contributes different flavor and aroma profiles to the beer. The most fun is with these wild isolates, where we have no idea which characteristics they will provide to the beer. So it's a lot of experimenting going on. There's some wild captures that we've had and we've dumped. They're horrible. It's the yeast. I call them the actual brewers. I just tease the guys at the KBC all the time.
Which is Keweenaw Brewing Company. And
yeah,
you actually moonlight there a little bit too, still, don't you?
Yeah, I still work there. Part time, I'm still working there. And So I do quality control there and propagate yeast for them as well.
Okay, but you actually go out in the Western UP around your lab, different places in Copper Country, we call it, and you put out traps for yeast.
Yes.
What does that look like?
Traps are actually, you can imagine how small they have to be, right? I'm just kidding. They're mason jars. So we fill mason jars with wort about a third of the way up, and we cover them with cheesecloth instead of the metal lid. And we set them outdoors in the warmer months. There's very few of those months up here. But we set those out until they turn turbid or cloudy. And that means there's microbial growth present, all sorts of it. It's like what I call a fruit salad. And so then I use streaking techniques on Petri dishes or on agar to separate out the different microbes that are present. And then you go through and test each colony to figure out which ones are yeast, which ones are bacteria. We do ale lager differentiation tests with these isolates, ethanol tolerance tests. We also determine if they are wild or traditional brewing strains and if they're of the genus Saccharomyces.
Again, over my head, above my pay grade. And the long and the short of it is the yeast contributes so many flavor profiles. When I first started getting into Belgian beers and Belgian styles, one of my favorites was Le Fin du Monde. And I always picked up those banana notes and stuff, and I thought they were putting bananas in the beer, but it's the yeast.
Right, right. Yeah, it's about to be happy season, and those banana flavors that you pick up from that are actually esters that are spit out, not literally, but spit out by the yeast cells during fermentation.
So most of the product you sell actually goes to commercial microbrewers.
Correct. There's two homebrew shops that we do supply our yeast to. Electric Brewing Supply, that's in Chassel up here. But they do ship online, and you can order online. And then Organic Joe's in Burton, Michigan, also carries our homebrew vials.
How about that? That is so cool. And that electric, what was the name of the other one?
Electric Brewing Supply.
Yeah, I was on their website last week also. Very cool brewing supply company. Yeah, you guys are all buddies up there, and you're really building a culture for microbrewed beers in the UP.
Yeah, it's great and exciting.
Okay, so I guess in terms of yeast and home brewers buying it, they're typically buying it in a dry form.
Right.
Okay.
From us, it's liquid. We have liquid cultures, and they're actually pitchable. I know that other companies sell starters, and a lot of people just actually use those and will throw those right into their carboys, but there's not actually the correct amount of cells like you're supposed to create a starter with those. So with our cultures, they have, so typically in other vials that you buy, there'll be about 30 milliliters of slurry. Our homebrew bottles are anywhere from 100 to 150, depending on how dense or flocculent the yeast is.
Right. That would be that'd be an awful lot of yeast for the average homebrewer. So it's you're obviously geared. Well, listen, Dr. Emily Geiger, Craft Cultures Yeast Labs. What's your website?
It's craftcultures.com, actually.
That's wonderful. And you have to go to this website. You'll see a picture of this Youper girl making yeast, and it's just a cool sight. I've never really known quite enough about yeast, and it could seem like a boring subject, but you're taking it over the top, and we're happy to have another Michigan business with us. So thanks so much for joining the Grillin' Guys.
Thank you.
Very cool. So
yeah, you know it is, and there's tremendous science behind all of this.
Man.
It's not just zip a packet open and pour it in a kettle.
And there it is, Michigan Tech. And you think about what a cool school that is, and they're helping us with beer. Go figure.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to have an actual home brewer on the show. He's going to tell us a little bit about his trials and tribulations and some of his successes. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Oh, mama, like the roses. But most of all, she cares.